producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than my pal, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, it's 4th of July weekend, and that means people are scrambling all over the place and heading to parts, those nooks and crannies, parts unknown, etc. Are you in the great state of Ohio?
I am in Ohio. Yes, I am.
Yeah, Ohio is awesome for, you know, one of my first big state fairs. Ohio has a huge state fair, don't they?
Oh, it's big. Yeah, we do.
Awesome. So fireworks and all that kind of stuff? Because no hurricane worries, I don't think, in Ohio.
No, we had fireworks last night. It rained in one of the little towns. Each town has, you know, different fireworks. Now, tonight is Columbus, Ohio's huge red, white, and boom. So that's a big deal. That's several hundred thousand people gather.
Yeah, I've actually been to that, too. Okay, so speaking of fireworks, how about the fireworks on Monday, the Supreme Court's decision? I just read today in this new poll, of course, it's a Rasmussen report, saying that 49% of Americans support a religious exemption to the government's contraceptive mandate, which, you know, was successfully argued, I guess, for by Hobby Lobby. I have to say, because specifically it was four kinds of contraception out of the 20, I'm not really surprised by the court's decision. Were you?
No, you know, there's so much said about this. People think it's all contraception,
yeah.
First of all, which would shock you. You know, if you believe that it was all forms, then, yeah, it would be like, what on earth's going? It was more limited. But what really gets me about the case, and people that up on Capitol Hill, I talked to a few people that feel the same, you know, forget the contraceptive issue for a second and religious, you know, rights and what it may lead to or not. The court is defining this company as a human being. You know, that's what they did. It's not a corporation. It is a human entity that feels this way. That in itself, like on the heels of Citizens United, which corporations were individuals and therefore could give more PAC money, it just, you know, when you look at that, you wonder where that leads to if a corporation is a person versus, you know, the company.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And I think that's the stuff we're going to get tangled up in, by the way, as we get, you know, in the next couple of years. I think all
that's
these
right.
kind of things are going to come out for sure. It's certainly interesting when you look at things coming down legally down the road for the Supreme Court, no question about that. Hey, speaking of things that are actually even a little bit closer, the Texas Governor Rick Perry is going to testify today before the House Homeland Security Committee talking about what's happening with the border crisis. I mean, this is crazy. I know you're not surprised by this, and of course the immigration issue has been going on for a long time, but wow, what has happened? I've talked to a couple of Border Patrol agents, Bob, and they say that it's really is crazy. They can't keep a handle on it, and they feel more like they're babysitters in some senses, and they're concerned about some of the other things that are falling through the cracks. What do you think needs to happen?
You know, when I visited the border as a member, and I actually went in the border stations and actually saw the people they were, you know, bringing in and taking back, that was one thing. This is now just on steroids, the amount and the issue of the young kids from Honduras and 12 and 11, 7 years old, and the centers are growing, and there were a group of people trying to stop a bus in California yesterday, you know, over it, and it's just a huge emotional issue. The president has asked for some money for screening and deportation. He said that already. Secretary of State Kerry has told Honduras and, you know, Guatemala in particular, you know, you have to do something about this. And he's told Mexico, because Mexico is letting these kids go through because they used to come to Mexico, and they don't want them.
Yeah.
So now you have children. This is a whole different ball of wax than what we used to deal with when the border agents were overwhelmed. And the border agents, from what I'm told from some staffers on these committees, the border agents are just really losing their minds over this. They cannot, they can't keep up, not anywhere even near.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. Same thing. All right, well, we're not going to solve that crisis overnight. That's for sure. And then, of course, the president asking for more money, and this just plays into the Republicans' hands. Like, wow, are you kidding me? Isn't it, I mean, for the Republicans, if you want to look at it politically, it's terrible to say this, but I guess, but it's kind of a win for them because they can say, well, you know, it's not, it, this wasn't laid out correctly. Now you need more money. Is that pretty much what the response back is?
This is the, for right now, this gives the Republicans the absolute ability to not do anything before the November election. And, of course, look, the Senate's up for grabs, and the House is going to do anything it can, the Republicans, to help the Republicans in the Senate. But this is for the Republicans, they do have the ability to say, wait, we're dealing with gangs, we're dealing with what do you do with kids, who adopts them, how do you do that type of thing, who cares for them. We just don't want to do anything right now. They can get away with this till November. Now, after November, they look at the Hispanic vote, presidential election. It's going to be a different world. Also, John Boehner, as Speaker, knows if he dares do anything with immigration, he for sure is not the Speaker, because the Tea Party will gin everything up and put him out, you know, as Eric Cantor left also, the number two guy. So all those factors, I think, though, I'm with you. Right now, the Republicans literally can get away with it. The money involved, the issue, the kids, you know, it's not just your normal immigration battle of the Republicans not able to do anything right now.
I agree. Hey, you've gone through TSA security, certainly with all the traveling that you do. Now they're talking about this threat of this stealth bomb where somebody would have the bomb implanted inside them. I mean, after all, they're suicide bombers, so that it wouldn't be detected if they come on some of these nonstop flights. And, of course, there's a lot of nonstop flights now in various parts of the United States and the rest of the Western world, too. How serious do you think this threat is? Because some people are saying, oh, this is just more fear-mongering.
Well, I think that the threat of the problem of not good enough security in some airports, now, if you're coming from Israel, it's top-notch, you know. And from Sweden, for example, there are certain airports, honestly, as I've traveled, I wouldn't take an American carrier into America just because of the fact of the horrible lack of security at that airport in general. So if you're going to worry about an American flight, those are some of the airports to, you know, to do it. And they're trying to enhance and increase that. As far as the there might be a bit of a fear factor sense of, as far as Al-Qaeda has now developed or is developing a bomb that, in fact, you can't detect because it has no metal. Well, really, that would apply to America, too, internal domestic flights. I mean, that's a broad brush out there. But the fact that some Americans and Westerners are going over to help the Syrian jihadists, you know, they might try to come back through, someone you maybe wouldn't expect because it's not stamped in their passport. They've been in Syria. But in general, we probably need to be more vigilant, period. But overseas, I think we're worried about specifically certain countries that just don't meet the muster.
Yeah. Yeah. What would be top of your list? Where would you be the most concerned, do you think?
Oh, if I was flying from Lagos, Nigeria to America, I would be alarmed.
Yeah. So would I. I like the example. And then, of course, I've done the Israel thing, too. And you're right. You feel so safe when you do the El Al thing coming back to the United States.
Oh, they stand. You know, they stand 6 inches from your face and ask you every question under the sun. I feel like I've done something wrong. Good security.
Yeah, what have I done? All right, happy 4th of July, Bob Nay. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 2nd, 2014, gold opened at $1,327.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,375.98, $687.99 for a half ounce, or $343.99 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,375.98, $687.99, and $343.99.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Bucks murder down the street with the brick pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway is a bullet sprint. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust.
Happy 4th of July weekend, America. Hope you have some great plans to celebrate. What does the 4th of July mean to you? And what do you put on your hot dogs? I found an interesting thing out today. You won't believe the city that consumes the most hot dogs. I could not have guessed it. I tried, but I did not guess correctly. I don't think you're going to guess correctly either. 855-266-5283. I'm going to throw out the digits if you want a real one in. 855-266-5283. Got a lot of cool things coming up, including some odds and ends, some of the weird things on the day that you might not have noticed. And believe me, there are some strange things. Weather, a big concern for so many. In the East Coast versus other parts of the country, although in California, they're really dealing once again with wildfires. This is the norm. I lived in California for a while, in the Central Coast and in Southern California, and really a couple of times dealt with some nasty, nasty fires. But Hurricane Arthur made landfall, Category 2 storm between Cape Lookout and Buford, North Carolina. So you've got emergencies in 23 counties right now in North Carolina. Parts of Massachusetts, they say, and Virginia are under what they call a tropical storm warning. So not good. Some people think they can ride out these storms if it's particularly bad in your area. We already gave you that preview a couple of days ago, but it's something that you don't want to do, folks. Oh, you don't want to get caught in one of those situations. Water, like fire, like mud, can be deadly. Let's go out to our pal Tomas in the great state of Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Well, you know, we jumped over to 17,000 level in the stock market today, right?
I know. It was interesting because as soon as I heard that, of course, I ran to check a few things. But, you know, what do you attribute that to? That we're seeing a big, massive turnaround, or they're putting down the negative news for now?
Well, you know, I would love to hear your Viking expert on economic matters. I forgot his name. But
Saul Album.
Album,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. How do you spell his first name?
Saul. S-A-U. And you know what it is? Of course, what they're pointing to is that we're persevering and that it's, a story of what we would call recovery. But I think there's more to it than that.
Well, you know, I was looking at the GDP earlier in the week, and we had a big fall in GDP, and no one is talking about it. We had a 2.9% fall in the last quarter of GDP. That's huge. And you know what? It's like crickets out there. And you know, the crickets, they're like nuclear crickets, actually, because it's not really 2.9. Remember last year they decided to recalculate how they come up with the GDP. And what they ended up is boosting it by 3%. Remember that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, then it goes to the false bottoms again.
Right. So,
I mean, that's part of the deal. Absolutely. You know, I said this on the show yesterday that when I was in San Diego, I had a conversation with Steve Forbes, and boy, it was interesting. You know, I'm always talking. Oh, yeah. It was a wow. It was a wow, actually. You know, talking about the flat tax, and boy, he had plenty to say. He's a very, actually, funny guy. Because he can afford to be tongue-in-cheek about running for office, as you know. And he talked about how ridiculous it is, your favorite subject of mine, the whole quantitative easing thing, and how much nonsense that is, and what ultimately it creates. And he had plenty of thoughts on health care. And in particular, it was get rid of the IRS, and this is killing us. The taxes are crippling. It doesn't make any sense. And that's not how you push prosperity. And he talked about the gold standard, how ever since, you know, we moved away from the gold standard, that's where we saw the big reversal.
Well, the Chinese are ready for that, huh?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, you know, the reality is we now have a quarter of in which the gross domestic product fell, in reality, 6% or 5.9%. And any other time, that would have been, people would have been shouting, the sky is falling. But this time, stock market is hitting the sky. So, you know, there's got to be some explanation for that. I don't have the wherewithal to figure it out.
Well, know what? Part of that is, there was the, you know, we always tie it to, or this, I think this particular time, it was tied to what we saw with the jobs report. That was part of the reason why they're saying there was such a bounce in the stock market, because, you know, so much is tied to that. So they say that payrolls have expanded and there's been all these jobs in the last couple of months that have been added compared to what it was over the last year. I'll give you a number that somebody sent me today, in fact, that last year at the same time period, jobs per month, it was 210,000. This year, the average is 272,000. So the question over the validity of the GDP, which, as you said, what, 2.9%, right? How crazy is that? Yeah, down 2.9%. So what does that mean? Because it should mean if there's productivity and job growth, right,
exactly,
then it doesn't, you're right, it does not equate, because that doesn't add up to what we would normally see.
I read that one of the reasons that they added 3% to the new GDP calculation, because then it makes the deficit look smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And but let me just give you another quick number before I go. With all these kids coming in, I looked at some numbers here, and it said 65 and older, the population is rising 3% a year. The young people, though, their population is rising at 0.3% a year. So, in other words, old people are increasing 10 times as fast as young people. And then all of a sudden, we get a whole bunch of young people into the country. I tell you, you know, you got to let the information out there and let the people realize results of their actions. You know, they don't, you know, if you don't have kids, it's going to catch up with you in a nation. And who knows? Maybe that's tied to this, because, you know, all you have to do is say, no, you can't come in. They're children, okay? It's not going to overpower you. You say, no, you can't come in. That's not
I like that.
You know, but they're not doing that. And I got a feeling. But you know what? It's the 4th of July, daggone it. So you know what? We're still the number one country on earth, because you don't see anybody busting the door down to get into Nigeria or Russia or China, you know. You see them busting down the door to get into the USA every day, and it's been like that for the last 200 years. So God bless USA. Happy birthday on the 4th of July. Remember, on the 4th of July, Gettysburg was won. On the 4th of July, we took Vicksburg, all right? That sealed the outcome of the Civil War. And on the 4th of July, here's a quiz for your listeners. What two presidents died on that day?
That's a great question, and we'll let it hang out there and see if anyone can answer. I know the answer to that. You and I have actually talked about that before. Tomas, happy 4th of July weekend. Great call, Tomas. Great call. By the way, promise, book is in the mail. He got a book from us. He did. So what two presidents? Can anyone answer that question? It is a good trivia question. 855-266-5283. Talking a little economics with Tomas. It was a big story how we saw the big jump on the street, but he's correct about the GDP and how strange that is and why that tanked in the first quarter. And employment was up in the second one. And to me, it's such a false bottom anyway, because there's so much that's not in the GDP, so much that's not there. And employment might have picked up, but you know, it's, what are we talking about with those jobs? It's still the same thing. It's a mirage. If you've talked to anyone, you know that pretty much we're talking about a mirage. Stay with us. I got a corner kick coming your way next.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you're in North Carolina and up the East Coast, tough to interrupt the great Willie Nelson, isn't it? Governor Rick Perry, the governor from Texas, says ditch the deferred action for childhood arrivals. It's a bogus memorandum. Remember back in 2012, this is what we're seeing now at the border after the DREAM Act for undocumented minors failed. It didn't pass. Senator John Cornyn, Texas Republican, says drug and gang-related violence in Central America has been a major problem for many years. But the massive spike in illegal immigration by Central American kids didn't start until 2012. The same year, Obama announced this deferred action program. Perry was imploring the president to visit the border during an upcoming trip to Texas, saying if he didn't, it's a reflection of his lack of concern of what's really going on there. The White House shoots back. Josh Earnest says it's hard to take it seriously, these calls by Texas Republicans like Perry to drop the deferred action plan for childhood arrivals. Perry went a step further, saying, I would suggest with diplomatic reach with foreign aid to the leaders of those countries like Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, you engage in stopping this traffic coming through your country. If you don't, the foreign aid is over. It's going to stop. I don't think that's going to happen. But it's called a hard line. Is it time to take a hard line approach because of what we've seen now happen? I mean, we know. We've described it. I've talked about my trips with the Border Patrol. National Guard, certainly, at least. You've got to have some more National Guard down there because it's really, really tough trying to make this happen, trying to control the situation. I mean, it's, you know, it's out of control. By the way, also, ICE is dropping the term illegal for young immigrants at the border. They're imploring the networks, which many of the major networks are, to stop using that term when they're talking about children, to not use that description. Instead, and I've used this before and I've talked to someone about this, unaccompanied children is what they're calling them. They refer to them, this is the acronym you hear constantly being thrown around at the border, UACs, UACs, unaccompanied children. That is the word that is being used. That's what's being used, UAC. In fact, initially they were using it on correspondence when they were sending emails and stuff, and that was deemed inappropriate. So they said, don't do that. Stop doing that. But ICE is not referring to any of the kids that come over as anything but the UACs. You probably have some opinions you want to throw around. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Jack. Nah. Jack has to wait. Let's go to my pal from New Jersey. I had a very big New Jersey week, so I want to top it off with Bud. Everywhere I went in California, I am not kidding. I was like a magnet for New Jersey. I had no shirt on that said I'm from New Jersey. I had no hat that had that funny shape of the state on, nothing. But everywhere I went, New Jersey followed me around. So on that note, let's go to Bud. Hey, Bud, how are you?
How you doing, Kate?
I'm doing good. What's the weather like in Jersey?
Okay, I'll start yesterday around 6 o'clock. I went outside. I saw pink sky and dark clouds over Philly coming toward Camden City all the way, you know, going across. And lightning, thunder, like, it just all broke loose. Well, I think we got a good downpour, about an inch of water at least. I mean, it continued all night. Then this morning about 1:30, I happened to still be up. And if I remember, I was still in your room, but I came out and I went to look at the window, went outside to check out the weather, and a big flash of lightning was right in front of me, like a water's arc, and my eyes, whoa, I was going blind for about an hour. That's how bright it was.
That's scary.
I was bumping into walls because I couldn't see.
I love that you told us that story. That's great.
And then today, we had like about an hour downpour, thunder, lightning. It stopped. Now it just started again with rain. Now it's bad so far. It was like last night. Now out toward the shore, I had no idea yet. I'm waiting for some reports on that. You know, from my relatives down Wildwood and Cape May.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
Yes, you can find out. Absolutely. I'm sure they're going to get slammed with it. There's no doubt. Do you have the answer to our presidential question?
Yes, because I always studied history. If I remember right, it was Jefferson and Adams.
You are correct. Ding, 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 ding. You already have my book, don't you? So I don't need to send you a book.
No, I never got a book.
You never got a book? Do you have a physical address that we can send it to?
Yes, I gave it to a long time ago.
Oh, all right, then I'm so sorry about that. Let's try to do it again. Hang on, Bud from New Jersey.
I got one more thing for you.
Okay.
Oh, and this is the anniversary of Gettysburg, as that man said. It was the turning point of the war, and it was also Lincoln's Gettysburg Address 47 years ago. And through the history, Lee really didn't want to have a battle there in Gettysburg. His object was to go around and come down through Philadelphia and all this. But it just happened to be an accidental thing. A few Union guys seen the rebels, and that's when it all broke loose.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when you're from Jersey or Philly and all that, especially when you're talking about Gettysburg, Valley Forge, all of that, it is just drilled into our heads, isn't it, Bud?
Yeah, it sure is. I'm going out next month. I'm going to stay out there for a couple of days. I'm going to hike the battlefields.
Awesome. I love it.
Devil's Den. I have to get the visual, what it was like back then.
Yeah, very cool. I like it, Bud. Hang on. I promise you that we will get because we've got to send Tomas his book. We have a couple of others we have to send out because I went to California. We were behind, but I promise you we'll do that. So hang on. And our trusty Nathan Reeder will take down that information. He is the best. He's the best, without a doubt. All right, let's go to Jack Down Under. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. A couple of things. First of all, I don't think Barack Obama could create a hard line overdosing on Viagra and washing it down with a gallon of Cialis.
You're brutal. Okay.
Well, that was the FCC friendly version.
I know. I knew you were being nice.
Now, at the risk of sounding like I should have called your mate Alex Jones instead, this is an act of violent and biological terrorism, and this administration is complicit in this. I mean, we look at the pictures that are coming through every day of older kids with MS-13 tattoos or Latin Kings or, what was the other one, 13th Street Gang, all of these tattoos on them, they're doing the gang signs. What, they're here to get an education? No, they're here to continue extorting and terrorizing the communities they go into. You know, plain and simple. They're not here to, you know, get a job and empower themselves and make the United States a better place. Now, you know, plus we've got the bioterrorism aspect of it. These children are being sent knowingly infected with N1H1 swine flu,
yep.
Scabies, tuberculosis, just to name three.
Yeah.
And it is all, according to the CDC, they've already infected numerous ICE agents, Customs and Border Patrol, as well as the aid workers that are there trying to help these people.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I mean, this is bioterrorism.
It's turning into that. I understand where you're going. I mean, that is like a really hard line, but it's true that there's too many diseases that are coming in, and some of them are the ones that you mentioned are definitely things that you don't want your people to get, and certainly we don't want to see those outbreaks in our communities.
Well, as someone that's been through the immigration process numerous times, I can tell you now that tuberculosis is a deal killer. If you are immigrating to the United States legally.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you have tuberculosis, that's it. You are disqualified. No ifs, no buts, no maybes.
Right.
And the thing is, the government is complicit in this. They knew back in January. I mean, the documentary evidence is there that they knew these kids were coming. They put out tenders for it. I mean, this is a publicly accessible document. And,
yeah.
You know, they're saying, oh, they didn't know what date. I'm sorry, but the months that were in there are clearly documented on the paperwork.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, Jack. It's outrageous. All right, Jack, throw in his 2 cents. You can throw in yours, 855-266-5283.
Oh, she sleeps in the sand. Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly?
At
30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground. And I won't.
Oh, yes. Happy 4th of July weekend. That's a beautiful tune, isn't it? No doubt about it. I was thinking about this. I threw this out earlier. Guess where the most hot dogs are sold in the U.S.? I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a big hint, as it is not in the state where I was born. It's not in the state where they say use guys. Use guys. And they have the best tomatoes and corn, by the way, in the whole United States. So you can cross New Jersey off the list. Anybody have any guesses as to where the most hot dogs are sold? I got to admit, I was surprised by this. I consider myself well-read, but apparently not on hot dog consumption. You know, they always do that Coney Island thing where they consume massive amounts of hot dogs, you know, the eating contest thing. I don't know how people, honestly, I don't know how people do that. I know there's a whole trick to it and how they prepare themselves, and you have, like, the Black Widow who weighs 2 pounds and somehow she can eat massive amounts of food. But, boy, I'll tell you, if I'd be hard-pressed, of all the things I could do, could you do that? Could you do that hot dog eating contest? I mean, they have eating contests. I mean, it's really a living now. They have eating contests for just about any food that you can name. I mean, seriously, it's gotten that big. And they call it, you know, the big chowdown at Coney Island. It's become such an event. They cover it on ESPN. It's like, what? And people watch it. It's, you know, brilliant stroke of marketing by Nathan's. Because since 1971 and Coney Island, their name's always out there. But every time I see the people who are the contestants, and they have the big countdown clock, and they get the hot dogs, and they're just inhaling them, I think, first of all, I think, boy, that makes hot dog eating look not attractive. And also, I think, I don't really care what kind of money you waved in front of me. I just know I couldn't do it. I know I couldn't do it. I will tell you the answer. I will give you the payoff, I promise, before we skedaddle. I hate that. Did you ever see when, you know, when you're watching television news, if you do watch television news at all anymore, you're watching and they never tell you, like they say, the world's biggest crater coming up in our next half hour. And then somehow it gets lost. Somehow that story doesn't make the cut or something. It's kind of because they kind of ran out of time between sports and weather, or something else happened, and they never got to tell you the story. And you're thinking, wow, where is the world's biggest crater? What are they talking about? And because it's what they call a tease, a lot of times it's not what you think it is. All right, I got to say this here at the tail end, not to dovetail into something that just makes me physically feel ill, and probably most of you too as well. We told you that story about the Georgia father charged with intentionally leaving his young son in a hot car. Now it turns out he was sexting several women at the time, including a teenager, as his son was literally baking to death. A detective testified at a Thursday hearing that the bad dad was doing that. You know, is the hearing on murder charges. Now, this guy could get life. He might even get the death penalty. Justin Ross Harris. Dirty texts, nude pictures to 6 women while at work, letting his son bake in the sweltering car on June 18th. I think enough said about that. You might, if you didn't hear me the last time out, I thought it was wrong. There were people defending him. And now how do they feel? They raised like $25,000 for his defense or something. I mean, it's ridiculous. He could be charged, by the way, with felony sexual exploitation of a minor, because one of the people, as I said, was underage, that he was sexting a 17-year-old girl. And he made up this whole wild story that he forgot to drive his 22-year-old son, Cooper, to daycare that morning. Instead went straight to work. Yeah, because he had some sexting to do. I hope they just throw the book at that guy. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. By the way, there were 3 presidents that died on the 4th of July, not 2.
Who was the 4th? Or 3rd?
Monroe. He died 5 years later after Adams and
Jefferson.
T.J.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep. And
stand corrected.
Adams and T.J. died just within hours of each other, but Calvin Coolidge was born on the 4th of July.
Yeah, I knew that. That's cool.
I used to do trivia at a sports bar.
You did?
Okay. NTN, have you ever heard of NTN?
I have heard of it.
I loved it. My girlfriend and I would go. We'd close place down, and you play people from all over.
Yeah, it was huge. It was big. It was big all over the place.
Oh, I loved it. We just sit and pig out and say Pluto for 5 hours.
No wonder why. Oh, there you go.
Anyway, my brother lives in Texas, my middle brother, and he's a retired Texas Ranger. And we were talking, and he said he's never seen so many angry people. That he said people are going to just, bodies are going to start showing up. That is how bad the anger is in his part. He's down by San Antonio.
Yeah.
And they now are taking, he asked me if I wanted to come down. I said, no, I go to jail. If I go down there and get in that melee, but they now are standing guard at night because of all the criminals and gang people coming across their land. He and his buddy own property right next door to each other. It adjoins property lines. And he said, it's just awful. And he's a big guy. He'll shoot first and say, oh, well, if next of kin isn't posted on body.
Wow, that's crazy.
And another friend of mine just got back from Arizona. I said, why would you pick Arizona to vacation? Actually, it was my neighbor. And he says, well, we just hadn't been. We wanted to go. And I said, but oh, my God. And he says, yeah, it was pretty rough. They were everywhere. I said, well, check your head for lice. And he thought I was joking. I said, no, because the lice is so prevalent. And not one of our gutless, nutless congressmen are doing jack about any of this. Not one. It's all talk. All hot air.
I agree with you. I love that, by the way. Gutless, nutless. That sums it up, Biz.
Well, I mean, true. That's all I had to say was talk about the presidents and chew my mouth off about the illegals that are pissing me off. But everybody have a great 4th of July. And remember, we can take our country back. It can happen. Take care, all. No accidents. Talk to you Sunday, maybe.
Yeah, we'll be here. Thanks, Izzy. You too. Happy 4th, and have a great 4th. Well, I'll tell you, Izzy, there's barely anything you can get by this woman. She's like the gatekeeper of information. She's lived like 15 lives, too. That's somebody who really squeezed in a lot of life. She just takes no prisoners. Since she's been calling this show, just terrific. Just terrific lady. So it is a big problem, and as she's describing, as I've described in talking to people, they've really, the tops of their heads are blowing off. They can't understand what's going on and how they're just being left to kind of sort this out, you know. I thought it'd be fun at the tail end of this hour to leave you with a couple of interesting quotes. The American Revolution was a beginning, not a consummation. Woodrow Wilson said that. How about this one? Thomas Paine said, those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.